Welcome once again to the ESU Buzz. Great program in store for you this morning. We're very pleased to be joined on our Chaos KVOE Sutherland studio line this morning by Dr. Alana Longwell, Chief Medical Officer at Newman Regional Health and coordinator of the new clinical internship program for Emporia State, Emporia State Pre-Medical Fellows. And to be more specific, we're also joined this morning by Amaya Svenblad, who is an ESU student. Amaya is a senior from Salina, majoring in biology with a pre-medical concentration. Dr. Longwell, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for joining us here this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks you very much. Amaya, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great today. Doing
all
great.
Right. We're doing well. Well, Dr. Longwell, I wanted to give you a chance to get us started here on our conversation here today about these clinical internships for the Emporia State Pre-Medical Fellowship students. And give us the background going back the way it sounds, 5 years. It's amazing to believe that this program is now 5 years old, at least for the foundation of it.
Yeah. So the doctors Austinfeld and Barnett kind of founded the fellowship itself, and then medical staff here at Newman Regional Health got involved as Dr. Tim Harris got interested in the fellowship as well, and medical staff here at Newman has endowed some funds for the fellowship to help fund one of the fellows. And then we talked to Dr. Thomas and decided we wanted to see what we could do to expand our relationship with the fellowship and help foster interest in rural medicine. And that's kind of where the idea of this internship and experiential learning came in.
So, yeah, expanding on that, clinical internships, there are many components to this. We want to get to that. Amaya, you were a senior majoring in biology. How did you get involved with the fellowship program? How did that work?
Well, ever since becoming a pre-med fellow, I've kind of almost, I guess you could say, gotten the inside scoop on some things. And over at ESU, Brent Thomas is the one who kind of, he let me know, he sent me an email and said that they were setting up this internship and asked if I'd like to do it. And it just sounded exciting from the get-go. And so that's how I found out about it and was able to come here and do this.
Amaya, what really had you interested, I guess, in medicine as a, not only a major, but a career? I'm assuming that kind of got rooted with you pretty early on.
Oh, yeah. I've been into it for quite some time. Growing up, I always had an interest in, it started out with just like human anatomy. I always found that very fascinating. And it kind of just grew and grew until I thought, well, why not do something with it? Why not pursue a career where I could help my community in some way? And so I thought, well, let's go into medicine and kind of did some research, looked around, and yeah, now I'm here doing this.
Here doing this. That's great. Dr. Longwell, let's talk about the clinical internship components and what is all involved here.
So this is our first year doing it. So, what we did was put together a 6 week, experience, with about 20 hours of shadowing experience a week, wanted to give the students as broad of an experience as we could so that they could experience different specialties and see different aspects of the hospital. Primarily, they've been with our own physicians. They spend 2 weeks doing primary care, so with our pediatrician, Dr. Brown, and then rotating through the different family medicine docs over at the clinic. They also spend 2 weeks, so 40 hours, doing kind of specialty work with our cardiologists, our orthopedists, our surgeons, and then another 40 hours, kind of more on the nitty-gritty hospital side with some time in the ER and some time with our hospitalist department, as well as kind of experiencing what pharmacy looks like and lab and our cardiopulmonary service.
So there's obviously a lot involved. Talk about, too, here, Dr. Longwell, why that kind of broad process is so critical, I guess, in this phase of the process for the students and really also for the teachers as well.
I think, you know, a lot of us are exposed to kind of the general, you know, you see your primary care doctor, your pediatrician, your family medicine doc growing up. So you learn a little bit about that, but I think medicine is so broad and has so many different facets that really getting to see a lot of those facets early on before you've even started medical school can give you an idea of the wide range of things that are out there. So we want students exposed to as much as possible so that they can help make those decisions, because it's only 4 years after med school starts that really 3 years that you got to pick a residency. So I think that allows them to get a little bit of a head start in seeing all the different specialties.
So have you been interning here this summer?
Yeah. So this summer I've been here, and then, I mean, even before that I've been, you know, looking for internships, and I've been around trying to see what hospitals will let me in and kind of experience stuff.
So have you been able to garner quite a few hours here at Newman?
Oh, yeah. This is my fifth week being here, so I've been here for quite a while. We're almost done, but I think I do have quite a few hours at this point.
Now, Dr. Longwell, is this, what, upwards of 120 hours, this program?
It's right about 120 hours, yeah. The shadowing has become a really important aspect of applying to medical school. Unfortunately, it's not always easy to get accomplished. Students end up kind of cold calling a bunch of physicians' offices or hospitals trying to get shadow time, and it's not always available. So that was another instigator in doing this as a kind of benefit to the fellows, in addition to the scholarship, was they don't have to do any of the additional hunting to find shadow time.
Boy, it's a wonderful program
indeed.
Here. Maya, I have to ask here, since you're doing the internship, kind of what your schedule has been here with the internship, and really what you've maybe that you've seen that you've really liked that you didn't expect going in.
Oh, boy. Well, for starters, my schedule some days it's a little bit intense, I guess, because sometimes I'll have 8-hour day shadowing and then another 8-hour day back to back. But, you know, throughout the week, we'll get a few days and then I have the weekend off. So it's not too bad, but I still get quite a bit of time in the hospital. And as for just, I don't know, some things I've seen that I guess I really enjoyed, I've always kind of had an interest in surgery, so I expected to like that, and I have really enjoyed that. I have some more days shadowing in surgery, so still got some more time there. But something that really surprised me, I thought, was when I first came in, I thought, oh, you know, I don't really have any interest in family medicine. You know, they just do bumps and bruises and colds, and that's kind of how I imagined it to be. But once I got here and chatted with some of the doctors, I realized, wow, it's actually a much broader field than that. You do a lot more than, you know, just handling the little stuff. And it ended up being really interesting. And I feel kind of bad now that I ever thought it was more of a, I don't want to say boring, but that I ever thought it was the way I did, I suppose.
Well,
so that was a big surprise, and yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Shed a light on that, that is for sure. So, Amaya, what are your plans after ESU then?
After ESU, my plans are to go to KU Med, and I'm hoping that I can get into the campus in Salina, not only because that's my hometown, but also because I want to do rural medicine, and I think going to that smaller campus and being able to focus on that would be really good for me.
Good deal. Boy,
there's a lot of
awesome
people in the medical field saying, yes, you want to get into rural medicine. There certainly is a need for that.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
No doubt about
Indeed.
It. Well, Dr. Longwell, great program, and is it pretty well received at the hospital, Dr. Longwell?
Yeah. Like I said, this being our first year, we're used to having some of the students who are pharmacy, and we have quite a few lab students and radiology students, but this is the first time we've really had a structured pre-med student program. And so it's taken a little bit to get everybody kind of on the same page. Everybody's very much on board. We have a very supportive staff here at Newman Regional Health, but it took a little more coordinating than I anticipated, but everybody's been extremely helpful.
What a great opportunity for Emporia State students there. Clinical internships for ESU pre-med fellowship students. Well, Amaya, thanks so much for your time this morning. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks, Amaya.
Thank you.
Have a great day. That's Amaya Svenblad, who is a senior from Salina, majoring in biology with a pre-medical concentration. And Dr. Alana Longwell. Dr. Longwell, thanks so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, Dr. Alana Longwell, Chief Medical Officer, Newman Regional Health, and coordinator of the new clinical internships for Emporia State Pre-Medical Fellows, with us on the ESU Buzz.